Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, today we are celebrating the feast of the baptism of the Lord. So on the December 25th, we celebrated the Christmas, the birth of Jesus Christ. So the birth of Jesus Christ revealed himself, God himself revealed to the people of Jewish. Last Sunday, we celebrated the feast of Epiphany, so the three kings. So which means Jesus revealed himself again to the Gentiles. And today we are celebrating the feast of the baptism. So Jesus revealed himself to all the people who are called sinners to repent, to believe, and to get baptized. So this is what we are celebrating today, you know. So baptism of the Lord. He revealed himself that every human being to be saved, we need to get baptized, we need to repent, and we need to believe. And my question is, when does the baptism begin? You know, so who started? Is it John the Baptist who started baptizing the people? Or is it Jesus who started baptizing the people? Or it is much before? Any clue? Any knowledge? You know, so it happened, it started during the time of Jewish people. So it tells every Jewish male on the Sabbath evening every week. So he goes to the pool, dips himself to be cleansed from the water. And every female goes to the same pool once in a month to be cleansed from the sins. And every converted Jewish people, before they enter into the Jewish faith, so they need to get into that pool of water and they need to be purified, they need to be cleansed. And they think that is their baptism. So that is the way they practiced the baptism in the Jewish faith. And today you and me, we also received the baptism. So my question is it necessary to receive the baptism, to be saved, to be in heaven with God? Is it necessary that we need to be baptized? Yes or no? So definitely it is necessary, it is must. So when we read the Gospel of John 3:5, Jesus says, "Amen, amen, I say to you, unless you are born of water and the Holy Spirit, you will not enter the kingdom of God." See? So Jesus himself tells us, you know, by all means, you need to be baptized through water and the Holy Spirit. You need to be purified. You need to be cleansed from the sin. Then only you can enter the kingdom of God. I like to tell you a small story which happened in my personal life in a Ravenswood. So one of the Baptists, so I went to Walmart to buy a couple of things. So one of the Baptists was asking me, "Are you saved? Are you saved?" Since I came new to this country, I do not know anything about. So what does he mean, or why he asked me? You know, so he asked me, "Are you saved?" I asked him, "What do you mean by that?" So immediately he said, "Are you baptized?" I said, "Yes, I am. And I'm a Catholic." And right away he said, "You are saved." So I'm asking the same question, "Are you saved since you received the baptism?" How many of you say that I'm saved? I would say I'm not saved. Are you? Are you saved? We are not. I tell you why. Because the people who receive the baptism, if you're not practicing your faith every day, if you're not practicing believing in God, trusting in God, worshiping God, I don't think we are going to be saved. There are lots of people who are baptized. They never come to the church and they never practice their faith. And how can you tell me that we are saved? I will give you one example from the Bible. Please read the Gospel of Matthew 24:13. Jesus says beautifully, "He who remains in faith, he who persevere in faith until the end," that could be today, that could be 1 month, 1 year, or lifelong. Jesus says, if you remain in faith until the end, you'll be saved. So which means every day, whatever we go through, the difficulties, the problems, the sickness, still we have to practice our faith. Then only we can be saved and we can be in heaven with God eternally in His kingdom. Once if you say, I'm baptized, I'm good to go. No. The baptism opens the door to be in heaven with God. You know, so the baptism opens the door. So which means it is the baptism is making us to become the children of God. The baptism is opening the door of the heavenly kingdom to be with God. But there is a long time, long way that we have to practice our faith. So if you don't practice your faith, I don't think we are going to be saved. So this is something that we all need to know, you know, so about the baptism of the Lord and about your own baptism. We need to know. And today let's question ourselves, how is my faith in God? When Jesus received the baptism, God the Father spoke, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased." When you practice your faith and my faith, so the same word we need to hear from God the Father. I'm well pleased. My son, I'm well pleased with you. My daughter, I'm well pleased with you. The way you behave, the way you practice your faith, the way you live the things, I'm pleased with you. I'm happy with you. So this should be, you know, so we should hear from God the Father saying, "Well done, my daughter. Well done, my son." If you practice your faith in good times and bad times, dear brothers and sisters, it's very challenging to practice our faith, to trust in God. You know, there are lots of people ask me, why should I believe in God? Why should I trust in God? And think about how many people are coming to the church. So we don't believe in God enough. But unless we really practice our faith, I don't think we are going to be saved. And I like to tell you something. So the baptism is celebrated by the King Charles. You know, so instead of celebrating the birthday, he likes to celebrate the baptism as his birthday. You know why? He says, King Charles says, "Birth is given by my parents. But the baptism, my sins are washed away. My original sin, my actual sins are washed away. And I become new creation. I become new life." And he is to celebrate the baptism day as a birthday for him. Dear brothers and sisters, this is what we're supposed to do, you know, because baptism makes you to become the children of God. Our sins are purified. The original sin, the actual sin is purified, cleansed, and we become the new creation, the new children of God. So this is what we are called to do today. And let's ask God, "Jesus, help me. Help me to remember my baptismal promises, what I have made, rejecting the Satan, accepting, believing in God in good times and bad times, and waiting for the second coming of Jesus Christ." So this is what we made the promises during our baptism. So let's pray, "Jesus, help me to keep up the baptismal promises, what I have made, and through which that I can be with you eternally in your kingdom." So definitely, God will bless us. Amen.